Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Coming back in for the second hour. I'm sorry, it's a very annoying broadcast today. I'm coughing like hell. I'm trying not to, but I thought I was in the repair shop improving today. I was cried off last week because I had this horrendous cough and flu, and it's coming back now tonight big time. We'll be battle on another while. And as I say, I was reading a piece here by Matagoras, describing how the French police were thinking of joining the Yellow Vests protest because they're not getting paid on time, or there's no promise of pay. And it says they have, what's the figure of the overtime bill? 23 million hours of overtime have to be paid to the police, and the government are stalling on paying them. Whoa! Oh, there's the recipe for a disaster and a dispute second to none. But, although many police officers and protesters have been clashing, often violently, over the past few weeks, many of the officers have found compassion for the Yellow Vests. Most cops have Yellow Vests among their closet circles, and meaning friends who are part of the protest, or at least people who sympathize with the movement. It's not easy to be on the other side of the barricade every day, a police source told a bombed newspaper. Backing up his notion is the fact that police have been seen on video removing their helmets and joining in with the Yellow Vests in solidarity. As TFTP reported earlier this month, despite the violence, many of the police officers in France understood the anger coming from the citizens. Instead of clashing with the peaceful protesters, many of the officers were seen joining them in solidarity. In at least two different cases, police were seen on video removing their helmets to show the people that they were on their side. That didn't get reported in the breaking news on this. It says, watch. There is a group of French police officers removed their helmets to show solidarity with the French people against President Emmanuel Macron and anti-Macron protesters continued through France. Oh, dear. That when the enforcement arm of the state, the police, refused to obey their masters, and instead joined the citizenry they once repressed. A revolution is at hand. The irony of police revolting after not being paid to act as the enforcement arm of the state to quell the dissent among citizens is golden, and hopefully it leads to a blue revolution, etc., etc., etc. Okay. That is a recipe for disaster. Macron. Sorry, okay. But, we come to the corner now in a second. Macron is cruising for a bruising, to use that phrase. Anyway, we have a caller, Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hello, PJ. Let me tell you, you are a trooper, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend you choose mm-hmm. some garlic bulbs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's also a product called Garlic Immune Formula from Dr. Mm-hmm. Christopher. You can probably yep. look it up on the internet. And then yep. there are various silver products, you know, that are good for all of this flu and stuff. I would assume you didn't have a flu shot, right?
Oh, you wouldn't catch me with a flu shot. Are you
Absolutely.
Kidding?
Absolutely. Right. Well, good.
Well, no, I have garlic here, actually. But no, you're right. Garlic is one of the most powerful herbs you can use.
Antimicrobial, antiviral, the whole schmear. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I listen to you almost every week. And like I said, you're quite a trooper to continue. I feel sorry for you. Okay,
well,
going through that cough.
I'm in a hot room here, but it's quite cold in the UK now. But no, I've probably taken the wrong things before this program that I thought were plus or now minus. But we'll see if we get to the third hour today. Otherwise, Ken might have to play an hour of maybe Deborah Tavares from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I think I listened to some of that last week.
No, you're talking about a person here. I must admit my guilt. I'm an overweight person, and I'm at a computer for too long every day, and I'm reaping the benefits of that now. But I think driving with a car window down there during the week can give you kind of a flu. But I have a very resilient system, even though I'm overweight. But that is part of the problem. Indeed.
Are you taking any CBD?
No. Usually I run with just a reasonably good diet, and I don't take anything special. The thing I want to get hold of is LipoFlush and leptin metabolic. That breaks up the heavy fat in the stomach. I've accumulated weight over the years, and then the last 5, 8, 9 years, it's been research and writing, and that's a slow way to die, working at a computer, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I want to wish you a very blessed and Merry Christmas. It's people like you that are on RBN that really keep me informed. I appreciate everything that you do, and I'm glad to hear that Macron is hanging on by his fingernails. I hope that they boot him out of there, that little creep. Yeah.
Oh, he's a globalist, a hardcore globalist, that's for sure.
Thank you
for that very much indeed. Thank you indeed. But it's just 27 broadcasts now being able to put things together here. And Ken, the board op, is struggling with me today.
Yeah, Ken does a heck of a job on the weekends.
Indeed.
We couldn't get by without Ken, so we really appreciate him. And Merry Christmas to Ken, too.
Okay, well, it's the same to you, and a prosperous new year, hopefully, if we get to the end of 2019.
It's all coming down, DJ. Mm-hmm. It's all coming down. And they're making it come down. And, I just hope people are prepared for it. So,
indeed.
All right.
Listen up and take action. But okay, thank you very much.
God bless.
Thank you. Good on you. Very good. That was Bill in Wisconsin. I think we talked to him twice before. I hear him on some other programs. But listen to me is a drudge today, that's for sure. But we'll see if I get to the bottom of the hour today. We'll see. But reading this piece about, I finished it there, about the police in France about to join the Yellow Vests. Well, that'll be the end of Macron, that's for sure. Hooray. And a globalist taken out of office. But another relevant story as well, it seems, around that subject in Europe, why Italy could join the UK in the race out of the EU. Well, the first thing Italy has to do is break away from the euro. They've had no economic growth for 20 years. Imagine that. No economic growth for 20 years. And it's this radical government that's in power now. They're being blackmailed on a day-to-day basis by the Troika, the IMF, the European Central Bank, and the World Bank, which is all of their debt, and they're going to have to pull out of, they're probably waiting for the Brexit to be concluded. It's very dicey if Brexit will be concluded now, as long as the failures and the votes that Theresa May has lost due to her negotiating a crap deal with the European Union, which both Remainers and Brexiteers are against, etc., etc. I gave a report on that RBN last week. But it's hanging by a thread, Brexit, that's for sure. just pause for 5 seconds. I can write 1 second. Okay, we're back again. Well, we've calls coming in. We'll say my voice anyway. But okay, we have another man. I don't know who he is. Sovereign Man. How do you? Hello.
Greetings. I'm sorry to hear that you're having a challenge with
a voice and a throat.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Okay. We're nice alive. Yeah.
Well, number one, I would recommend while you're sitting there at the microphone, definitely have like a liter of good, clean water there, just to keep the pipes wet.
Sure.
I don't know if you can. I don't know if it's available in the UK. I'm sure it is. It's called Oregano 73. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, yeah. Well, we got pretty good herbal shops here. That's for sure.
No,
PJ,
listen, that's my number one. That's like my nuclear bomb. That's like the first thing I get out of my arsenal. I put like 6 drops underneath my tongue, and it will kill bubonic plague in a petri dish in 60 seconds.
Yeah. What do you call it, oregano what?
It's North American Urban Spice.
And you called oregano something.
Yep. It's called oregano P-73. Over here in the States, it's about $29 for a 0.4-ounce bottle. But it a little bit goes a long way, brother. Another question. Is your computer on Wi-Fi or is it wired or plugged in?
Both, actually. Yeah, both dual systems here. Yeah, but
I watched a video on it's called Wi-Fi Radiation Research on Vimeo. Okay, they said they did it. It's a really good video. Actually, I haven't watched the whole thing. I dropped it into the Barden Report. chattango.com chat room. They said, you know, within 2 minutes of being exposed to the Wi-Fi radiation of the laptop, it causes the red blood cells to stack up like coins.
Probably. Yeah. Oh yeah. I cover all that stuff. I cover that in detail. I write about that stuff, and I go to all of it.
Well, turn that Wi-Fi off if you can, brother, while you're there. I mean, it's killing them.
The one I have, it's from the supplier. It's coming through. But sometimes you have to get your supplier to turn it off their end. There's different systems, by the way. But
you want a router that doesn't have a Wi-Fi adapter built into it.
No, this is cabled, but it's Wi-Fi as well. I know it is. But I'm getting a loan of a machine next week for friends of mine, not just here. To pick up and test and record the output of 5 household appliances, smart meters.
Oh, good.
And that thing. And I know what I'm going to find. I'm renting a meter. Not for me, it's for other people. But report on that in a week's time.
It'll be good to help you abate it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I can look after the situation here, but friends of mine who, children are ailing at the moment with sleep disorders, and I've told them, get rid of 5 items, a roaming phone, a microwave, a induction oven, and a router. One of the biggest things they call is sleep disorders in children.
Yep. Don't forget the smart meter.
Well, they don't have, these people don't have a smart meter, yeah.
Oh, so they'll be fighting that.
But a smart meter is fatal. It's absolutely fatal. And in the wildfires in California, 2 of the biggest, you might have heard Deborah Tavares talk about it, the 2 of the most senior fire officers in California were traveling with her, and I think they've resigned from their jobs because they're highlighting
the fact that wildfires are being started by directed energy weapons. We know
they're also using what are called low Earth orbit platforms. They have weapons up there that are being implemented, directed energy weapons.
Of course, but there's so many military bases around. There's land-based versions of that as well. And especially with the mountainous parts of California, it's very easy to set it up. But even in a part of Wisconsin, Missouri, near where John Moore, who broadcasted on RVN, is, there was a minor wildfire in that area. But another thing that happened there, an unusual group of houses burned down, but those who did not have a smart meter of the house didn't burn, right? So that wasn't a wildfire, that was an attack.
Yep. No, like what Deborah says, it's a deployment.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. Definitely. But I think we'll be doing an hour of Deborah for the third hour today. She did 2 hours recently. She meant to do three, but she was doing a second program with another network. Slightly mixed up on the time zones, but I'll make it to the end of this hour, and then sure, I'll have a go at garlic. I have garlic here in the raw form. I'm a great proponent of garlic.
Yeah, when you cut the garlic, it releases allicin. It's wonderful.
I take your word on that. But the whole resource that I'm on about, again, I'm modifying my program now, and I really will. The 80% of natural news, I concentrate on what the state is doing, and the federals carry on the state, is fantastic information about these very things and herbalism and the remedies for ailments. Natural News is a fantastic resource, as is Green Med Info. Two of the best in the world, no doubt about that, etc. But with those sites, they're very, very readable, very well laid out articles, and it is stunning the remedies they have there for all sorts of ailments. There you are. Okay. Anything else?
Yes. Have you seen the video documentary presented by Melissa and Aaron Duggs called The Minds of Men yet?
I come across a lot of their stuff. It's built into Activist Post, which is in front of me here.
They're
key writers of that, yeah.
Well, if you go to Truth Stream Media on YouTube, they did their premiere of the video on the 16th. Now it's been released to the public for free. But I encourage people to help support them so they can make more documentaries.
Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah. No, I was saying, we're a regular listening of the top of all the people on YouTube and in the Patriot movement. The top 50 are very good. There's hundreds. There's an awful lot of overlapping and fragmentation. But one guy is getting very weary of, you may have heard him, is Gabe Zolna. He's now transferred a lot of his stuff to Brighteon.com. You know, that's the equivalent of YouTube that Mike Adams has set up. Are you aware of that? That is?
Hold me over.
Hold on there. We'll go to the break, and I'll come back to you after the break, and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes, okay?
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, and I'm coming back in. I'm a very weary, knackered broadcaster here. But at the bottom of the second hour, we're talking to Sovereign Man. But anyway, do you want to finish up on that, yeah?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I didn't quite catch the YouTuber that's getting weary. And I also wanted to mention that, you know, pray for our buddy Darren Weeks at Govern America. He ended his broadcast. He still blogs, though. He has another website. He still has the Govern America site, but he also has DarrenWeeks.net. You might want to walk over there and take a look around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a lot of sites to go to, believe me. And I have 23 of them.
What was the name of the YouTuber that's getting weary also? Pray for people in the truth.
He's been going for 7 years. It's Gabe Zolna, the ZolnaReport.com. But YouTube have strangled him and threatened him and, pulled some of his videos. He's a very blunt guy.
Where did he go?
There's a new version of YouTube being set up. It's running since July this year. It is called Brighteon, B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N. It's run by Mike Adams, you see. He set it up. He put the money into it. He put $1 million into it. But Mike Adams made his money in software after he left the military. But the output of stuff coming out of Mike Adams' natural news and all the things he does is stunning. But Brighteon.com, he changed the name. Don't want to confuse you, which is very, after 2 months, which is a very dangerous thing to do with a new product. It was realvideo.com, but that's gone. It's called Brighteon, Brighteon.com. And he's doing very well. There's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people putting their videos on it. But Gabe Zolna, he's very shoots from the hip. He's a Western type of cowboy kind of guy. But he addresses a wide range of issues. And sometimes he's doing 25 videos a day, 5-minute videos. He's wrong to do that, but people haven't the time to look at that. But what he should be doing is a radio program. That's what he should be doing. I sent him an email telling him that. But he didn't reply to me. But have a look at his stuff. It could come up immediately. the Zolna, Z-O-L-N-A, ZolnaReport.com. Gabe Zolna, and he has a large range of his videos on Brighteon.com. Okay.
Appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I have a few calls waiting, so I'll move on. But thank you for that, Silverman. Talk to you sometime soon, okay? And we have, yes, a familiar name, Ken in New York, is it?
Yes, it is. And yes. I have a comment for you, and I have a comment for Macrone. I'm glad to see that everybody is concerned about you, rather your eternal soul separating from your physical manifestation.
And yeah, I would, the risk to us all, yeah.
I would suggest something that's a little more palatable to an Englishman and probably not expensive, and that would be a good, strong green tea when you feel a cold coming on.
I actually have green tea here. I drink beer and when I drink whiskey, but the green tea is hard to handle. But I have to say, though, geez, there's a tea that, I'm not interrupting, I'm adding to this. There was a tea that was advertised, it's still out there big time. It's getthetea.com, and it has a secondary name as well.
Yeah, that's
one of the best teas in the world. It's one of the best for detoxing the liver. But the right combination of teas mixed together, it can be a miracle medical ailment or a medical item ongoing. But to get good quality teas, and they can be mixed, if you get a tea blender, that's what you want, a tea blender. Everything is made nationally now, but some of these teas are very powerful indeed.
Absolutely. And for Macrone, I would suggest some classical literature for him to read. One of my favorites was Tale of Two Cities, but I think in his case he's going to find a drunken Sidney Carton to take his place at the guillotine.
Well, you're probably a well-read man, but my problem isn't life. I've read too many newspapers and too many reports and reviews of things, you know. And I speed read as well. but Macron is a vile creature. Like Nigel Farage never fails to hit him here in the UK. But we're fighting for our life here, the likes of me, who fought for Keep the Pound. That was a campaign for years, which we did. Didn't go into the euro and get out of the European Union. And we have some terrible, treacherous traitors here in the House of Commons. I mean, it's shocking. And in the civil service as well.
And an earlier comment about, you were talking about your roads being a mess. How do you describe them over there? Because we have another way of describing them. How do you describe them?
I don't want to swear on air, but the road, there's just...
I understand.
No, the A and B roads, we call them, apart from the motorways, are in reasonable shape. But the A and B roads here are in a dreadful state, and they have this crap way of tap, tap, tapping down repairs. And then the winter comes, and ice and snow pulls out the repairs. And that's what happened last year. It was a very severe winter in the UK, and 3, 5, 8, 10 years of repairs were ripped out. And I had a tire and a spring go on my car. Made bits of... In a rural road here in Wales, but Wales actually has pretty good roads. Herefordshire next door has appalling roads, one of the worst roads in Britain. And that council there, they're really incompetent. But we have all this thing now where the councils contract out everything, and that is where all the rot set in. Signposting is crap.
We call them potholes over here.
Oh, yeah, pothole. Oh, sure, yeah. I hit a pothole that was 8 inches deep, and that's what did in the spring on the car, yeah.
Well, there is a coincidence, and I don't know if you have this over there or not, but I noticed that right about 3 months before an election, all of a sudden all the road crews come out, and they start tying up all the traffic, and they start paving the roads. And call up my local yoke... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hit a...
Hold on, we finish up in a few minutes. I'll give you another minute or two, a few calls waiting, but we go to this bottom of the hour break and we'll be back in a few minutes. Okay.
Oh. are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break in the second hour, and we're talking to Ken in New York, and do you want to just finish up on that, yeah?
Yes, I would say that whenever you see any road crews out paving your roads, call up your local yokel or your politician and ask him, is there an election coming up? You don't know
that goes on here, and especially you get a lot of that in Ireland too. And they say some hospital has been promised. And I'll give you an example in Ireland. What they do is say there's a hospital being promised to be built for years and years and years. Well, before the election, they have what's called the sod turning ceremony.
The sod turning ceremony. Right. Okay. Thank you and good night.
Okay. Thank you. Take care. Okay. Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. How do you?
Hello. Hello, PJ.
Hi.
I've only just tuned in about 15 minutes ago, so I don't know if you've covered the volcano and the tsunami in Indonesia. Have you addressed that yet?
I see that on the news. I didn't actually, and I was struggling to do what I'm doing because I get a bad cold and cough and phlegm, etc. I thought I'd beaten it last week, but it's getting worse by the minute. But anyway, what do you think about that? Do you think that's a natural event or otherwise?
I think it is naturally. There's a fellow on the internet who does a lot of earthquake and volcano stuff, and he kind of predicts.
Who's that? Is that Jim Lee?
No, it's Dutch Sins. It goes by Dutch Sins. And
I don't know who that is.
He's pretty. It's controversial. You know, he's always locking horns with the USGS and They're trying to tell him he can't do what he does, and he has a remarkably good track record. When there's a deep earthquake, he can predict when the shallower, larger ones will come and roughly where, with reasonable accuracy. But what's interesting about this volcano, it's the Krakatoa volcano, it was last active around 2011, and occasionally it would have eruptions to 5 or 10,000 feet max. And now this time, this was a 50,000 foot, you know, explosion. It went into the stratosphere and caused a tsunami that has killed 20 people and injured 165. These are preliminary estimates. And one interesting thing about it is they're saying that they suspect it caused an underwater landslide is what caused the tsunami.
And that's right, yeah.
This is somewhat akin to the scenario people talk about all the time about the Cumbre Vieja volcano in the Canary Islands on the island of La Palma. And everybody likes to, it's common for people to say if that thing blows and if there's like a fault through half of the mountain, if that thing slides into the water, they like to talk about how it will create a tsunami that's hundreds of feet high, going hundreds of miles an hour, that would take out much of the southeast U.S. coastline, wrap around up across the North Atlantic, and take out much of the west coast of Europe. So it's interesting. I just find the landslide scenario very interesting in that this one in Indonesia is a bit of a smaller version of the similar phenomenon.
Well, there's a worse threat on the west coast of Spain, the large cliff faces there, that there's a fault there in right under the cliff faces and through the country, that if it slipped into the Atlantic Ocean, you get a tsunami wave going across the Atlantic, which would hit the east coast of America and cause havoc. Absolutely.
Right. Yep, that's the one. Cumbre, it's a Spanish territory, in the Canary Islands, and it's... Well, Cumbre Vieja on the island of La Palma. And there's also another volcano down there called El Hierro, which had erupted a few number of years ago underwater. It was an underwater eruption. But in the past couple of weeks, there have been three different 7-plus magnitude earthquakes in various places. So I just thought I'd throw all that out there for people's consideration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And also the one in... the San Andreas Fault is deadly in California, but up the coast in what he called the famous national park, which the pyroplastic or plasma flow is underground. Yellowstone Park. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a huge caldera, which they say the caldera itself will not erupt like you saw in the movie 2012. But
how do they know that? They say it's 100,000 years overdue.
It's 11 times the size of the Grand Canyon, and the volcanologists and seismologists say that it could cause connected volcanoes to erupt, but that the huge caldera itself, again, 11 times the size of the Grand Canyon, would not erupt, but it could cause other eruptions. And, well, of course, we have the New Madrid Fault in the center of the country and the Cascadia Fault way up in the Pacific, off of the Pacific Northwest. And they say that the Cascadia, if that ever went in a big way, long documentaries on TV about that, would sort of dwarf what we've been hearing. I've been hearing about the San Andreas my whole life, you know, the original Superman movie depicted the San Andreas going.
Mm. Sure. They say if the Yellowstone goes off, it could cause a nuclear winter.
The volcanologists do sort of poo-poo that, though. It's very common. There's online, there's some fascinating old black and white movie footage of a streetcar making its way through San Francisco just hours prior to the large 1906 earthquake. And then there's another, video of movie with it that shows it after the earthquake and the people sort of hiking out of the debris And yeah, and that was in during the time when Teddy Roosevelt was president. So
I see.
And yeah, so wow. So the ante is considerably up today, given the complexity of the infrastructure and the density of the population and everything. That the effects would just be really far-reaching.
It sure will.
Yeah. All right, I guess that's all I had. I just thought it was a notable event.
No, indeed, indeed. Okay. Yeah, I'll watch it at the BBC tonight. But no, thank you for that. Very good. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Very good. And I'm just typing a note to Ken here. I think on the third hour, we'll give the program over to Deborah Tavares. Her second hour, that'll be the best way, so people have a coherent program to listen to. They can't listen to me coughing and sputtering like this. But I'll talk to Ken at the next break. Okay. And good. But anyway, I'll survive. But no, it's ridiculous spluttering of this. I thought I was getting over this crap. But anyway, I will be here on. Well, for Friday we have a board up. What's next? We've got Christmas coming up next week, and then the next Saturday is the 29th before the new year. I intend being here for that, but we'll see what happens. RBN are off for Monday and Tuesday, New Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But okay, and we have another caller. Boy, we've got the callers coming in today. We have David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Oh, hello. Yeah, howdy, PJ. Yeah, I hear you coming down with a plague or something. Hope you get over
it. It feels like it. I'm getting it hard to breathe here, but a cold that I neglected and I was out and about today. I thought it was better, but a very bad one. I very rarely get them. I'm not a person who gets the flu or anything. I've never missed a day's work to illness hardly ever in my life, but I work for myself now here, a researcher, writer. That amount of coughing is more than words, you know, so it's not good. So we're going to give the program over. Ken is going to play an hour of Deborah Tavares' program. But anyway, tell me what else is on your mind there. In San Francisco, in California, you hear me bashing hell out of California every week, don't you, most weeks? The carry-on in California. How do you put up with it down there?
Well, I'm calling you from the land of Pelosi, and... even though she's third in line to become president, I'm skeptical of her. She's not someone who, you know, 10 years ago when the economic crash happened, she didn't want to prosecute the bankers. When it comes time to cleaning up the hazardous wastes here in the Bay Area, she's nowhere to be seen. There are a number of different things that I'm not... not impressive.
You're using very polite language. They say when she went into politics, her total assets of house and property was $2 or $3 million. What's she worth today? In over $100 million.
Her husband is worth quite a bit, her, if I understand right, her son is involved in a contracting firm. There's a section of San Francisco called Hunter's Point. And Hunter's Point is where the shipyard used to be, a shipyard that was used in World War II to beat the Japanese. But it was also used in the development of the atom bomb. And if I understand right, the bombs that were used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were brought here and then transported across the ocean. And that place is so radioactive, it's unbelievable. And Pelosi's son is a vice president of a company that's got the rights to build apartments down in that area, but it is radioactive beyond belief. It's the U.S. Navy never cleaned it up. The Atomic Energy Commission, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Department of Health never cleaned it up. And now they want to put these high-dollar yuppies up in there.
Well, that's the place for them. I used to live in Denver, Colorado years ago, but I actually got out of the car, a mate of mine, Bob, and I stood on the Pink Lake of Refuge. It's called Rocky Flats.
It's one of the most polluted mile on the planet. Yeah, that's where a lot of the nuclear industry manufacturing waste was dumped in Rocky Flats, Colorado. At one time, it had the reputation of the most nuclear, the most polluted square mile on the planet Earth. But
there's a number of different places that are like that. Hanford, Washington is one, Rocky Flats was especially ugly because that's where, you remember, Coors Beer is not too far from there. I lived in Colorado for about 10 years. I was mostly in Grand Junction, but lived out there. And so Lake Stanley out there in Denver is where Adams County gets its water from. But that water is direct runoff off of Rocky Flats. So anybody living in Adams County should be figuring a way to get their water remediated. And as a matter of fact, I understand they now have developed hiking trails through Rocky Flats. as some sort
how to live dangerously. The Mike Adams, one of the many things he did, and I quote him a lot. I don't mind quoting him because he's outstanding. But he tested the water of 90 cities in America, and he concluded that most people were drinking semi-treated sewage. It was so bad, and never mind the lead in the water. What's that? Flint, Michigan. That's horrendous. That's permanent damage to children. That really is.
Well, that's right. But, and they knew exactly what they were doing when they set it up that way. That governor of Michigan, just, you'd got to consider him a mass murderer. And to take a city of a couple of 100,000 and just make a contract. If you ever see videos of the actual Flint River, it is a sewage dump. It's a chemical waste dump from the auto industry, and it's bare definition to call it a river. It's more of a chemical feast. Hey, you know, the real reason I called, I heard you, the previous caller, talking about the earthquakes, and, you know, Trump obviously doesn't believe in global warming. It's actually a farce to say he doesn't believe in it, because he's already put in for grants. Mar-a-Lago would be one of the first places hard hit. If the oceans start to rise, Mar-a-Lago needs some levees. And so Mar-a-Lago is already putting in for government grants to get levees to protect itself against hurricanes and enormous waves, tidal waves and whatnot. But you were talking about the earthquakes in the South Pacific, and I see that there are a number of earthquakes today down in there. It wasn't just the one in, I think there's Vanuatu. There were a whole bunch of them here, Papua New Guinea, and the previous caller. I guess there's one up in Russia today, too. But the thing is with global warming, as the oceans rise, that puts pressure on the fault lines, or on the plates, the tectonic plates. Mm-hmm. And so it would be obvious to imagine that the earthquake zones, especially those in, there's always this discussion about the Pacific Rim, all of the countries that touch on the Pacific Ocean. And it only makes sense that as the water rises, that's more pressure on the fault lines, and they're going to have more earthquakes.
Well, it's rising in places, but the thing that can't be calculated even by science is the underground volcanoes on the seabed. There, it's hard to, they can record them technically, but the amount of pollution they give off up in the atmosphere is colossal. So it makes man's input into pollution shocking. But I keep saying to people, it's cleaning up pollution we need to do, getting the plastic out of the ocean and 100 other areas, and there's millions of jobs in doing that. But all these trucks are talking about carbon footprints and taxing you on that. But the United Nations plan is to tax you out of your home. That is basically the plan, to get rid of private property and make you...
I'm not sure about that. But the idea, what you said about having a lot of jobs from that, that's absolutely true. And when they talk about battery production, there have been some, just a year or so ago, there was some inventor that had come up with a way of creating batteries out of recycled plastic. So if you can imagine having some sort of a work ship, and you send it out into the Pacific near that big island of plastic crap, And then you send out smaller boats with skimmers on them and picking up this plastic, bringing it to the work boat, and then they could turn that plastic into batteries. And then
they need to grind it up, shred it, grind it up, and then bring it to shore and burn it. The greenies want everything processed and processed. The processing and transport of waste defeats the purpose. But again, nobody's allowed to use the phrase "burn it," but shred it into these ships and burn it. That would be my idea.
Well, no, you don't have to. You can recycle it. If we're going to go into a world of...
All the stuff in the ocean is incredibly bulky, and so it has to be brought on, shredded on ships to create more space. That's number one. And then brought ashore, maybe recycled.
Recycle it into plastic. You could use those ships as work ships to turn them in. Mm-hmm. Then you bring those batteries back to shore and put them up with your solar panels.
Well, maybe so. But anyway, okay, we're coming to the end of the nearly end of the program today. But thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're into the last 5 minutes of the second hour, and we're going to finish up early today, but we're not as the program as such. We'll play the last hour of the Deborah Tavares 2 hour session, which was on there a few weeks ago, and you'll have a coherent program to listen to. Instead of me coughing and sputtering, it's pretty bad today. Okay, but two other headers and stories here. Minority report, NYPD unveils plan to deploy a fleet of drones that will soon use facial recognition to scan citizens on the street. Isn't that wonderful? And U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement appears to be gearing up for a massive border invasion with a new contract that's been put out to acquire, wait till you hear this, 375 million rounds of tactical rifle ammunition. 375 million. Well, they say your average police officer gets 50 a month maximum as an allowance, and that. But this would be about 5,000 a month. I mean, is they going to fight a war on the border? Pity they wouldn't go after these drug cartels. Read some of the statistics of this thing. The 18,750 rounds of ammunition per border patrol officer. 18,000. They said ICE currently employs 20,000 people. If 375 million rounds of ammunition were equally distributed across 20,000 ICE employees, that would give each employee 18,750 rounds. That's a massive amount of ammunition. The average county sheriff's deputy is allotted 50 rounds per month of duty ammo in order to maintain some minimum level of firearms proficiency. That's 600 rounds per year. SWAT team members, the elite firearms squad of police departments, will often fire fire 1,000 to 2,000 rounds of ammunition per month in training. Active duty soldiers may go through several thousand rounds a month during certain periods of their training, and soldiers in hot war zones, etc., but distributing 18,000 rounds per employee per border guard they're saying is so far off the scale that's routinely required is scary. It begs the questions: what do Homeland Security know that we don't know? What I think we would like to know. And the person writing this article is it's Mike Adams writing it on his own site, Natural News. 375 million rounds of ammo is more in line with what you need for a full-scale military operation, not merely protecting the border from people who flee when they're bombarded with pepper spray. And it said, he goes on to say, federal tactical ammunition is very good quality ammunition. Notably, Federal is a well-respected quality brand. Oh, so you're talking about brands here, of ammunition. It's not just junk ammo, etc., etc. But anyway, go back to this story next week. I'm sorry for the mix-up in today's transmission with a bad voice and coughing, but Ken will run the Deborah Tavares hour that she did with us in the next hour. Okay, and we'll talk to you next week.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is